For a game titled Compound Fractures, let's say hello to our next contestants, Jason Buxton and George Manning. George, you're a competitive photographer.
Yes, I am. I once won a $10 honorable mention because I took a picture of my daughter in the best St. Louis location, which is under the arch. And I think everybody has the picture of your kid, and then the arch is behind it, and it just looks epic. And I won $10.
That's amazing. Jason, a software developer that catches bad guys, what does that mean?
Well, our software covers mortgage fraud, so we catch people who are trying to defraud banks. We once found a bank who had completely funded loans on a subdivision in Florida that did not exist, based on pictures that they produced with cardboard cutouts.
Well, so maybe George took those pictures.
It's possible.
In this game, we're taking words and fracturing them into two pieces to form two separate words. But they are not compound words in a traditional sense. This makes no sense. Puzzle guru Greg Pliska, please explain.
So, if I said, I like to change the places of everything on the back part of the stove, the answer would be the words rearrange and rear range. Oh.
They are furiously shaking hands, our contestants. Sweating, nodding, no, they're not going to get anything right. They don't want to be part of this. They thought it was going to be fun.
It's a very easy game, and we're all going to have a lot of fun. And of course, the winner will move on to our final round at the end of the show. Are you ready?
Yes.
I'm going to smear this petroleum jelly on those flower holders that you've put in a row. George.
Vaseline vase line.
That's right.
Thank you.
That was well done.
See?
See, it's not so bad.
Yeah.
You turned red. That means you have to go out back to the little storage building where we put people with a common contagious illness. George.
Blushed. Blue shed.
Wow.
It's very close.
That's where I go when I'm sick.
Very nice
blue
try,
shed.
But that is not how the word blue is spelled.
That's a good point.
Jason, do you have a counter argument?
You turned red, and
yes.
So you have to go out back to the little
storage building.
Storage building.
Where we put people with a common contagious illness.
Seriously? A common contagious...
Yeah. I am being deadly serious.
There's
Jason.
A shed where we keep people who have a common contagion.
No, not really.
No.
Where did you grow up, man?
No.
Okay.
Listen, it's just a good idea. We're not saying it exists.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry. I got nothing on that
okay.
one.
That's all right. The answer we were looking for was flushed and flu shed.
Really? Thank you. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're mad at me now.
Right?
Hey, those booers are going to go in a little hut.
Yeah, you're going to go in the boo shed.
The little boo shed.
Oh, man.
And now, watch as a pink wading bird leaps through a circle of fire. Jason.
Flamingo. Flamingo.
Almost.
Like you just said the same word twice.
Flame in go.
Do not put down his creative mind.
No, I...
How about Flaming O?
Yeah,
yes!
Flaming O, that's right. Boy, is anyone else exhausted?
I'm tired, man.
Okay, regardless of how famous or important you are, we don't have a place for you at our restaurant. George.
Notable... No table.
Yeah.
Wow. Dude, you are rocking it.
This is like watching the Olympics. This
I know,
is amazing.
I know. If only we could like give them a degree or like...
I know. See those guys shooting that TV news report? They arrived with Japanese noodle soup. I'm starting to feel guilty.
I know. Instant noodle soup.
Jason.
Cameraman.
Yes.
So that would be...
Are you asking me? Because I know...
Came ramen.
Yes! Yes! Charles Schwab lost all my money, and now I'm really angry.
What is Charles Schwab? It is a...
Right.
Yes. Jason.
Jason.
Brokerage and broke rage.
Yeah!
There we go. Nice job.
This is your last question. You're welcome. You're welcome, everybody.
Seriously.
Hey, that hair on your upper lip has to really feel sore. George.
Mustache must ache.
It sure must. Well done. Oh my gosh. I feel like we're all winners in this room right now.
I'm sorry to tell you, we have a tie.
Yeah! Yeah!
Here's your tiebreaker. Even though he was convicted of killing someone, we still heard that guy's guffaw.
Manslaughter, man's laughter.
Jason, that is correct.
Hats off to the puzzle maker.
Congratulations, Jason. Well done. We'll see you in our final round at the end of the show.
Coming up, we're going back to the 90s, back when every Star Wars movie was awesome. Grown women wore scrunchies, and MTV actually played music videos. So stick around. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is NPR's Ask Me Another.